Before the G8 summit in St. Petersburg this weekend, President Bush had a sit-down meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. At one time, Mr. Bush and President Putin had a warm personal relationship. Lately, that doesn't seem to be the case. Here to talk with us about where the U.S.-Russian relationship is right now is Andrew Cutchins. He's director of the Russian and Eurasian Program at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace here in Washington, D.C. Mr. Cutchins, thanks for being with us.
Delighted to be here, Debbie.
For much of the Bush administration, it seemed that U.S.-Russian relations were rather cordial and that these two leaders were almost friendly in their relationship. But in the last couple of years, the language of the Bush administration has begun to harden in relation to Russia. And in the last few months, it seems that that tension has escalated even more. What changed?
Well, the major thing that has changed, Debbie, and there are a few things, actually, is the perception that under Mr. Putin, Russian democracy and the Russian commitment to civil society has weakened. And if you look at the record of Mr. Putin over the last 6 years, it's hard not to reach the conclusion that there's been a steady erosion of democratic institutions under his leadership. For the first few years of the Putin administration, the Bush administration did not really criticize Mr. Putin and the Russian government for this. That began to change in the last year of his first term. And at that time, as you remember, Mr. Khodorkovsky and the head of the Yukos oil company was arrested. And that was a real shocking, I think, wake-up call for Washington and other capitals about the nature of the Russian regime, and also called into question Mr. Putin's commitment to market capitalism, which really hadn't been a question at all. Now, the other set of issues that has come to play in the last couple of years, especially over the Ukrainian presidential election, which we had a major dispute on in the fall of 2004, leading to the Orange Revolution, and that is Russia's increasingly assertive and sometimes bullying manner with its neighbors.
Like cutting off gas.
Like cutting off gas on January 1st of 2006, the day that Russia takes over the chairmanship of the G8. That raised a lot of alarm bells in Europe and in Washington.
You mentioned that Russia is taking a more assertive approach in foreign policy now. What is happening to make that possible?
High oil prices. This is the central fact of Russian realities today. And if you look at where Russia was 8 years ago after the financial collapse in 1998, it was an economic basket case. Well, in only 7 years, thanks to skyrocketing oil prices, there has been a virtual macroeconomic revolution in Russia. And not surprisingly, this has had a big impact on the Russian degree of confidence and their assertiveness and their sense of independence. And this new ideology that is emerging in Russia today as a sovereign democracy, with emphasis on sovereignty, not really democracy, and as an energy superpower, this is really what's going on in Moscow and driving the Russians. And it's a very, very different reality from what we faced only a couple of years ago. We didn't understand the depth of the trauma, the psychological trauma of what happened to Russia in the 1990s, which is also a major contributing factor to how the Russians look at democracy today. The Russians have a very, very cynical view about democracy and American efforts to promote democracy. And for the Russians, it just boils down to this is a fig leaf for the expansion of U.S. hegemony.
And the whole question of democracy came up today when President Bush and President Putin were having their news conference after their meeting before the G8, and they kind of got snippy with each other. Let me read you what they said. President Bush says, "I talked about my desire to promote industrial change in parts of the world like Iraq, where there's free press and free religion, and I told him that a lot of people in our country would hope that Russia would do the same thing." Putin's response, quote, "We certainly would not want to have the same kind of democracy as they have in Iraq, I can tell you quite honestly."
Mr. Bush really chose the wrong country as a beacon of democracy when he picked Iraq. Two big problems there. As I mentioned before, Mr. Putin believes in sovereign democracy. Well, in Iraq, there are 135,000 American troops, and there are other international troops there. It's not quite his vision of democracy for Russia. The second problem, of course, is that to Mr. Putin and the Russians, Iraq looks like a destabilized, chaotic mess, kind of like Chechnya. So, again, not exactly what Mr. Putin has in mind for democracy for Russia. I admire President Bush's sentiments, but I think he would have been well advised to choose another example.
Andrew Cutchins is the director of the Russian and Eurasian Program at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Washington. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.